Welcome to episode 251 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, it's a new year. That means it's a new show. We've changed up the show completely. Gone are misconnections. There's going to be no news, no talk of gaming. Nothing will be the same. We even have new hosts. So if this is your first time here, get ready to be amazed. And if you've been here before, you won't be disappointed. Because all that was horse shit. Welcome to the same boring-ass show that gets you to work every day. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who once did the Lady and the Tramp spaghetti thing together.
Doug!
I did it for the meatballs. Kevin!
Yeah, you did. My meaty clackers.
I've never heard that.
Did you never watch The League?
No, I should. Everyone tells me I should start watching that. I have not.
Nick Kroll called, because there's a season, one of the seasons he starts giving his son, who's like playing like T-ball or some shit, or he somehow gets into someone's like this cream stuff that's supposed to help their low testosterone. So he's like a 6-year-old and he's taking it and he starts growing like a mustache. And then at some point, they see his balls, and they're like, oh, my God, look at those meaty clackers.
Oh, man.
Remember that? Yeah. Guys, it's December 1st. January 1st.
We're restarting December, everybody.
Yeah, we decided December wasn't good enough. We're doing it again.
Did you guys have a good New Year's? What did you do? Anything exciting?
Yeah. For what?
Wow.
For New Year's?
And nothing. I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first.
I said Doug. I was like, Doug?
Okay.
You did me?
Doug, what'd you do?
Yes.
For the New Year's?
Yeah.
For New Year's Eve?
Mm-hmm.
I did a New Year's Eve stream.
The ball drop? Did your balls drop at midnight?
Yes, finally. After 31 years, my balls finally dropped at midnight.
Yeah.
I streamed for a couple. I mean, I streamed till midnight, but I think I went to about 2 a.m. I wanted to make sure that I was up for, you know, the people that were in my stream that were there on the West Coast to celebrate with them as well.
Did your wife go to sleep or something?
Yes, she went to bed at like 9 or 10.
Damn.
Really, like. Yeah, I mean, I started streaming like 7 because she's like, I ain't staying up, and I was like, cool, I'm gonna stream.
Hey, well, that's one way to ring in.
Did you test that fan theory of starting that Phil Collins song at a certain time right before midnight so that the drum solo hits right as the ball drops?
No,
I want to do that. What happened?
You didn't see it? No, okay. So there was a meme a couple of weeks ago that it started off with the Phil Collins. I think Riot Fest weirdly started it. They tweeted out saying that if you start the song In the Air of the Night at like this certain point right before midnight, like if you started at like 10:57 or mm-hmm. something, or 11:57, when it directly hits midnight is when the song will be synced to hit the drum solo, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's pretty dope. I mean, I guess you could just sync it up, right? I mean, it wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, so that's what I said. Riot Fest did the work for you. And they told you what time to set the sync to set the song up. And so then the internet kind of caught fire with that and started doing all this other stuff. They're like, you know, if you set like WWE, like this one wrestling event, and at midnight is when Undertaker throws Mankind off the Hell in a Cell, you know, just stuff like that. Yeah. So like everyone just took that and ran with it.
Yeah.
So.
I saw some, there's like one like a couple years ago, and it was if you start Star Wars A New Hope at X amount of time, at midnight the Death Star explodes, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So it's been a thing for a couple of years, but I did see the Phil Collins thing. And then I did see someone respond to that with, if you start The Force Awakens at such and such time at midnight, you can see Kylo Ren brutally murder his father. I was like, damn.
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 Yeah.
Damn.
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 Oh god, I hated the spoilers for that. I remember assholes would. I still remember somebody put it on their like the back of their SUV that they spoiled Force Awakens like right after it came out. And that somebody at work says Han Solo dies.
Oh yeah,
it's like
somebody at work disliked another team member, and I guess they spoiled something for them earlier. But this one guy was so excited to go see this movie, dude walks up to him and just goes, "Hey, Han Solo dies." And then the guy was just like, "You fucking kidding me?" He was hurt. He was really hurt. And then like he asked me, he came up to me, he was like, "Does Han Solo die?" And I couldn't like, I was like, "No." And he was like, "You fucking liar." I was like, "Yeah."
Like he's gonna get mad at you. Like, yeah, don't ask questions you don't want answers from.
My New Year's was pretty timid as well. I mean, when you have a kid, it's kind of like you stay in. You just hang out. I did some milk shots and then watched the ball drop and shit like that in New York City, and then watched it here. It's the saddest thing. You would think there'd be more production value because it's Dallas, and you know they put fireworks on the big what's it called? What's that Dallas big spinny ball fucking thing?
Memorial Tower,
Reunion Tower, or some shit. I don't know. We'll just call it the big spinny bally thing.
It's the ball of Dallas.
The ball of Dallas.
Dallas's big balls.
So, NBC or somebody did this this production thing where they had like this band play, but it was only two guys with little acoustic guitars, and then all of a sudden the fireworks went off, and I was like, well, this is really sad. Okay, yeah. Well, let's go back to the Dick Clark celebration, because that seems more fun. Robot. And so we ended up watching that and stuff. And then we all had apple cider and said Happy New Year and went to bed.
Nice. Is your mother-in-law still town?
No, she left to college. She left on Thursday.
She left to college?
She left to college.
She left. Man. She was going back to college, so she returned to Stanford.
She's going for her second doctorate, so.
There you go.
Her second?
Yeah.
She has one?
Overachiever.
What's the first one in?
Bullshit.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Skydiving?
Yeah, skydiving. She's an expert.
Oh, boy. Well, I went to a party.
Oh. Of course you did. Big man on campus over here.
Well, because I don't have any kids or anything, so.
Or friends.
Huh? So I just show up to random parties. No, this was the, it was our good friend Rob's party. Like, this guy is, I would say, the Kevin Bacon of Kansas City, where everyone knows him through someone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's got a huge social circle.
Yeah.
And so it was 6 degrees of Rob. And, he had a huge party, about, like, 7,500 people there.
What?
Yeah. He's got a pretty big house for it, like a bachelor house. So
okay, no, I'm sorry. When you say something like there's 7,500 people that showed
75 up. 75 to 100 people.
Oh, I thought you said 7,500.
Sorry, not 7,500
people. And I'm like, that's not a fucking house. That's a goddamn hotel.
That's a fucking penthouse party.
They were all crammed into a two-bedroom
apartment. The roof.
Sardined in there.
Yeah, it was fun just catching up with old friends, people I haven't seen in a while. Also, there was a stripper pole there, so like people were men and women were both doing their best dances on this stripper pole.
Please stop. You keep referring to others, but
I was way too dressed up, and I can't dance, so I didn't do
it. I saw your pictures. You were not way too dressed up, Kev. Mm-hmm. Your wife tagged photos of you on fucking Instagram.
I was wearing a sweater. That is way too dressed up for me.
I can't strip in a sweater.
Yeah, come on.
There's only one layer standards to take off, and then it's all me.
I might pull the threads. But yeah, it was really fun. It was a good time. Then afterwards we went to Denny's, so it was classic.
I could have stripped to Weezer's sweater song,
but then if someone destroyed my sweater, like what if somebody pulled the string and walked away, you know?
You have never been afraid
of being
shirtless. They
would watch me unravel and soon I'd be naked lying on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect for stripping.
When have you ever been afraid to be shirtless?
Oh, I've never been afraid to be shirtless, but it was -9 degrees in Kansas City last night. So
75 to 100 people, I guess, is just too many people for Kev.
Oh, come on. I fucking walked around
50,000 people at PAX. Was okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I almost got kicked out of PAX for being in my underwear in front of 70,000 people. I have no problem around 75.
It'd be a little too intimate.
Yeah, a little too. I don't do intimate parties like that. It's a little weird.
Well, before we get moved on, did you have anything? Did you have any other cool things to add to your story, Kev? Before I move on?
No, that was really basically it. I mean, like I said, we just went out. It's our one time of the year that we really both get to go out and have a good time. So it was awesome.
Awesome. Any New Year's resolutions? I am not one for these.
Oh, we burned an effigy, by the way, too. I'm sorry. We burned a huge box of 2017. Just everyone wrote shit that they hated about 2017 and put it in this box.
So it was a giant box full of Trump.
Trump. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it was actually. There was a Trump sucks thing, like spray painted on it.
I'm not one for, I've never really made one, but I did make one this year. But I'd like to know if you guys made them and what they were.
I could start. Like I was talking about it in pre-show and you wouldn't let me talk about it anymore. But a couple of things I want to do this year. I wouldn't call them resolutions because, like, you can't really hold yourself. It's a lot harder to hold yourself to resolutions, I guess. It's just something you want to do this year that'll improve your quality of life, I guess. Mm-hmm. I want to really learn how to edit video this year and possibly edit music, but just doing video editing. So I got the Vegas Pro, so I'm going to be using that to learn video editing.
Nice.
Yeah, and I want to up my social media this year. So with 8-Bit Geek, I want to put at least, you know, one Instagram post every, like, 3 days a week, maybe like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then upload, you know, make sure I'm uploading the because on our YouTube, we have two uploads a week. We've got our podcast and 8-Bit Brawl that, like, basically upload Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's good. I just want to make sure I keep doing that. And then my own personal one, just do like one Instagram post or two Instagram posts a week. Go back to uploading videos on my own YouTube and then tweet something daily. You know, just kind of really up the social media game. You know, we're getting to the point where people actually listen to us and care about us. So why don't we just put out more content for everyone?
Getting to the point. Get out of here. We'll never make it to that point. I made one. I don't usually like to, and I've failed so hard at this. So I'll make it real short and sweet, but just the fact of losing weight. I know it's like one of those ones that everybody does, but today was day one. I'm going to take it one day at a time, see how it goes. Not talk about it much, just kind of do it and see how far I get. So, Doug?
No, not really. I don't know. Like, because the same problem, I just don't really
ever keep up
with any of them. I guess if I was to, not necessarily resolution, but kind of like Kev said, goals, like, obviously, you know, I want to continue growing my Twitch page, which I've been doing a pretty good job of keeping up on that this year. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to continue that into the next. Let's say for the show, you know, 2017 was phenomenal for the show. Spotify helping in that, just reaching new people and then the streams every Monday night and how those have grown as well. I obviously want that to grow as well. So that's kind of like goals per se, but not necessarily resolutions. Like, I'm not like trying to fix anything.
I've got one for you.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Make one compliment this year to somebody.
What?
He would fucking melt.
That's absurd. One?
I hate myself already.
One? Well, we'll see. I've got 365 days to figure it out.
That's 365 chances, my friend. It's like good luck. Well, if you enjoyed up to this point, if you're new around here, you can always subscribe to us and listen to everything that we do. Subscribe to us on Audio Boom. They provide all of our bandwidth. We love them. They are our sponsor. So thank you, Audio Boom, for being such a great partner. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Of course, anywhere else that you find a podcast, we're there. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, which is getting an upgrade from Kev. He's going to start posting more. And of course, every Monday night, we record live on Twitch. You can come hang out with the chat and talk to us, talk to everybody, and have a good time. If you can't make it to Twitch, but you still want to chat with us, you can always hop on over to our Discord channel. It's a thriving community that has a lot of people in there. And they want to talk to you. Join it. Say hi. You'll make a friend. And this new year, if you haven't listened to a new podcast and you want another one other than this one, check out our other shows. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. And all of them are fantastic little shows that you can consume. Of course, we won't leave out Patreon because we need that money to pay some bills around here.
Yeah, so. Bills.
If you want to be generous, if you want to help us out, you're more than welcome to. You can donate as little as $1 or $1 million a month to the cause. It helps us. It all goes back into the show. I've already spent too much time talking about it, but you could do it. And we thank you for it. So
we should also talk about, we are planning on going to Comic Palooza in May of this year, 2018. We have already purchased the booth. It's happening. And that's another thing that Patreon really helps. I know we talked about it a little bit last year, but as far as the booth and the travel and the stuff we need for the booth and the prizes and the giveaways and all that stuff, all that goes right back into that. So,
yep. Yeah. Hey, and guess what? Comic Palooza, mark your calendar because we have some fans coming down to actually go to the show. So if you're interested, I know there's a handful of people who are going to travel this summer and come see us, and you can be one of them. Check out in the Discord channel. There is a dedicated chat for Comic Palooza. You can hook up with people. We have people trying to get hotel rooms together and have some fun. So we're going to have a good time. We have a couple things planned. It's still in the planning stages, but we're going to try to get together and have a little meetup. During the show, we can't really meet with people because we're pushing the show so hard. So it's really difficult to hang out with you while we're behind the booth. But after one of the nights of the show, we'd love to get together and do something fun. One of those things is we're getting that fucking Chinese. We're going to that Chinese place for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we are.
God.
And we've also put in a thing, I think, to do a panel as well. So we, you know, there will be times that you can go listen to us ramble like you already do.
Yeah, we're going
to
do a panel.
But in person.
So, all right, let's get into some meat and potatoes of the show, as they say. Welcome to Miss Connections. What? You say
you like, let's get into some meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I mean, not all the meat and potatoes, but some of them. Every week.
You want leftovers for the rest of the week, Kev. You have to eat lunch.
But I really like my meat and potatoes.
Every week, we take real ads from the Miss Connections section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up. And also, since it's the beginning of the year, I thought I'd start this year off with just some fucking just ridiculousness. Can't wait. No. You are going to love this week's Miss Connections. Here we go.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Sean?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Sean? Happy New Year, buddy.
Oh, Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, what'd you do for New Year's?
So I went down to Dallas, and I performed on stage with a friend, and we both had acoustic guitars, and we played some music.
Uh-oh.
It was really good. It was a really good gig for us.
It sucked, dude.
Oh.
I gotta be real honest with you. I saw you on TV.
You may not want to check the reviews.
And it was bad.
Oh. Well, that explains why we didn't sell any of our sweet acoustic albums last night.
Yeah. I think he had one, like, 50-year-old guy singing along in a room of mid-20 to early 30-year-old people. Mm-hmm. I think you're playing to the wrong crowd last night.
What's the name of your acoustic album? Please tell me it's like A Touch of Penis or something like that. Touched by a Penis.
That's very close.
So what is it?
It's just Acoustic Penis.
All right. Well, what do you got for us this week?
This one comes from my third home, because we know my second home is L.A. This one comes from Las Vegas, where I spend too much of my time. This one is titled "The Ever So Classy." The flavor of dirty, sweaty, smelly panties.
Oh no.
Winky face, Las Vegas.
Oh no.
I've been waiting all day for this.
New in here, I am meticulously clean.
New in here.
But I have this dirty craving. So I wanted to give it a try on here, winky face. 38, very attractive. D-D-free.
He doesn't like Dungeons and Dragons.
Disease-free. Ooh, I figured it out. 6 foot even. Fit. And I'm 165 pounds. I've got the most intense blue eyes, brown hair, and a sparkling smile. I have this desire to smell, eat, drink, and look clean a very horny, unwashed, sweaty, juicy, pissy, strong-smelling, delicious, and yummy secretion soaking up her wet and stained panties.
You sounded like when Alexa just starts going over random tags in Google. Oh.
I want to taste an intensely flavorful one, perhaps after the gym or yoga or a long day at work when it's ripe and creamy and needs to burst everywhere.
Oh, foul.
Winky face.
Dinner does not smell that good anymore.
Winky face.
I am not seeking work, ladies, or to offer any compensation. This is strictly for mutual fun. If intrigued by it, put eat me creamy in the subject line so I can be real.
Oh, you're going robot-y.
Oh. Yep. Yep.
And we lost Doug.
Doug?
I can hear you guys.
Okay, good. You're back.
Welcome back.
I'm watching my Twitch. My Twitch just lost connection. I'm watching the OBS is at zero up on the upload.
That so says so good they killed it.
It's back. It's
coming. We're back.
Wickton says they got banned for that reading.
Finally. It had to happen sooner or later.
I don't know what that was. That was just a spike in my internet. Just went. Just watched it tumble.
I guess you should start by the last sentence then.
This is strictly for mutual fun. If intrigued by it, put eat me creamy in the subject line so I know you are real.
Title of the show tonight.
No.
Yeah, that's a good one.
As long as you are disease and drug free, average, normal, athletic, fit body, then you can be as tasty, messy, raunchy, and intensely flavorful as you want to be and feed it. Oh, okay, hold on. And feed it to me that raw, and I promise to eat and drink anything and everything that leaks out of you.
Oh Sean.
Squeaky clean.
God, that is
so disgusting.
Put eat me creamy so that I know you're real.
You said that already, didn't you?
I know, but I put it at the end just to make sure that they knew exactly what I wanted them to put eat me creamy so that I know you are real.
Well, it's been hashtagged.
Every time you say that, it hurts my tummy.
Winky face.
Oh.
Oh, it's the best.
No.
All right, guys. She's been away for a while, but she's come back to say hi. Welcome, Olga.
Hey!
Hello.
Almost the reigning champion in 8-Bit Brawl, by the way.
I have things to talk about with you. You take championship away from me.
You never got the championship.
You take it, strip it of me.
I didn't strip anything off of you, Olga.
You want,
trust me.
You want this body?
No.
I've got moves that make you go,
mmm.
Kevin, I take you and put you in prison, and then I make you my bitch.
No, thank you. I gotta go. Bye, well, out the window.
Well, I am 33-year-old woman, and I want sex. Not only sex, but NSA sex.
Non-consensual agreement?
No strings attached.
No, the NSA.
Come on, guys, how don't you know this?
The government NSA. My body is heavy. My height is 5'6". I am divorced, and I am 33. Why is it so difficult? And why do men want to text all day, but I'm trying to fuck? I want to be fucked and used hard. Do if you are real and want to meet me tonight, hit me up. You can bring a friend if you want.
Jesus. Wow. Wow, yeah. Olga.
Straightforward.
I have meant multiple holes.
Oh, no.
Fill them. Oh. Olga, out.
Mm. Man. Olga and Ants have had a hell of a rivalry so far in 8-Bit Brawl, too.
Hey, Kev.
Hi.
Enjoy yours.
You mean enjoy Velvets?
Enjoy hey. Velvets.
Happy New Year,
it
bitches.
It is cringy.
Oh, no. looks like I was hanging out with my boy Sean this weekend as we were both in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're doing the New Year's Eve thing in fucking Vegas.
Yeah, you know, that acoustic guitar shit. I knew it wasn't going to fly. But I was hoping to at least push more copies of Touch of Penis, but I guess just didn't work out. This one is titled, Just Turned 18? Las Vegas. And then it says, .. Just turned 18 better. I don't know what that means. Now, I am not a sugar daddy, nor am I rich. All I offer is to be a good boyfriend for my girl. I'm an older guy, not disgusting, looking for a younger girl that would enjoy going out to eat, movies, and just a real relationship. Now, you don't have to worry about paying. I don't mind paying always for my girl. Now, maybe take you to do your nails once in a while and buy you cute stuff once in a while. Once in a while. Please don't ask for it. I wrote that in all caps just to really get it across.
You must have gotten taken advantage of before.
Really, I'm not a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give you that sugar, and you can call me daddy.
But only if they've just turned 18.
Well, yeah. I mean, I need to see identification just to make sure. Now, please don't make it all about money, because it won't work. Now, some feelings and understanding have to be there. If I care about you, you must care too. Black, Asian, white. A plus. Not a must. A plus, not a must. Petite with booty. Good too. Not booty, but booty. Now, if you're interested, please send a naked pic to know you are serious. If you can't even do that, well...
Well, what?
Please read. I won't pay your rent or bills. This is not about that kind of pampering. I am not a sugar daddy. All caps once again. Happy New Year, y'all.
Wait.
Velvet Jones.
Wait, but you at the end you said send a naked pic, or if you're serious and if you can't even do that, well what?
Well, you know the deal. As the kids say with the Tinder app, swipe left. Or right.
Isn't it
swipe
right?
Swipe one of those ways.
Isn't it right?
I don't know. I haven't had Tinder in a very long time. My flip phone does not have that. I have a Windows phone, so my Windows phone won't download Tinder yet. I'm just waiting for that update.
Mike?
Oop, gotta go out the window. Conversation, Joe.
All right, so the top box office this week, we had a holiday, so... Well, Star Wars is still number one. It's about on its third week. It made $52.7 million for a total of $517 million. I think it just passed the billion mark or something like that.
Yeah, worldwide.
Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Jumanji in its second week making $50 million for $169 million. That'll get a sequel. And I went to go see that.
Well,
yeah.
I went to see two movies on this list. And Jumanji.
You saw The Greatest Showman, didn't you?
I did.
Oh. I knew it.
I did. I went to go see that today. So terrible. Jumanji was a ton of fun. It was just a great ride. Almost a summer movie. It could have been in that slot and worked out just great. A lot mm-hmm. of laughs. The Rock and Kevin Hart, their chemistry is top notch. It is just phenomenal. So I really enjoyed it. I really liked the movie. So and then today I went to go see The Greatest Showman. Whew, that one. That's a great movie. If you like musicals, this is right up your alley. It's got some modern tunes, some great actors in it, great story. I loved it.
You sound like a radio DJ. It's got some modern tunes, stuff the kids will love.
Well, a lot of great actors in this film. And that's the thing. I'm Casey Kasem, and we're here to talk about the top 40.
Welcome to Top 40 with Casey Kasem.
There's
a whole generation of our listeners who have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
I haven't seen my mother in 47 years, but I feel if you play Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You, she will come back into my life. Well, Susie G, this one's for you.
This is for you, Susie J. With Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem. A.K.A. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Is that really?
You did it for a while, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
The original series.
That's awesome.
In the Gen 1 Scooby-Doo.
So Star Wars has grossed enough money to pay for Disney's cost of the cost that Disney paid to purchase Lucasfilm.
Mm-hmm.
In that makes sense. Just 4 years it took? 4 years? That's it.
5 years.
Jesus.
5 years, 3 movies. That's all it took.
3 movies is all. Like, everybody was like, they'll never make that money back. That's lost.
Who the fuck said that?
Yeah. Like, nah.
That was a steal.
They probably almost made that entire money back on the toy products alone after
yeah,
the Force
Awakens.
Yeah,
this is just box office that's paying this. Yeah.
You know, my
loot boxes. Think about that.
You know, Kevin
the
Smith.
The loot boxes.
Kevin Smith talked a little bit about it earlier this week, and I was listening to his podcast, and it's funny because he's so, I don't know, he's so new. Because he goes, when he found out that Disney purchased the Star Wars brand and Lucasfilm, he goes, why would Disney want that brand? Like, they're not even making movies anymore. Like, that was his legit thought.
Who said that?
Kevin Smith. And then his buddy was like, dude, they're gonna make more movies. And he's like, you think? Like, yeah, I fucking think. What do you think, man?
Yeah, also, yeah, it's Star Wars.
Doug is glazed over. He can't even talk about it.
But it's just such a dumb thing. Like, oh, they don't make movies anymore. Like, one, you're talking about the mouse. Of course they're gonna make more movies, but also mm-hmm. like Clone Wars was still on TV at the time. Like, there's still stuff happening, Kevin Smith. It's not like 2005 happened and we went like, welp, that was fun, huh? Star Wars, it's done now forever.
Well, after that one, we're like, thank God it's fucking done.
Yeah, he was so innocent about it, and he was so sweet. And he's just like, well, George said there wasn't ever going to be a 789, so I guess that's it. So in his mind, it was over completely.
Oh, man.
It's so funny. So, yeah, it broke that $4.6 billion mark, and now everything else past this is profits.
Yep. It's all gravy, baby.
Yep.
And you know, there's a lot more because they're, you know, we talked about it. They're already planning another trilogy. They still have episode 9. I mean, they're going to be making much money off of this.
They got Solo coming out. Then they've got Boba Fett coming out. Then they've got the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. They're going for a while. They'll be making movies for the next fucking 30 years.
Oh, mm-hmm. man. Obi-Wan starts filming next January. So within the next year. And like,
Within the next year,
we should hear who's going to be Obi-Wan, and I swear to God, you know there's going to be a riot if it's not Ewan McGregor, because at this point, how do you, what story do you tell, unless he's like 12 years old?
He's guaranteed.
It's not George Lucas telling this.
No, it's guaranteed. He's guaranteed to be that role because of the fact that they put him in Force Awakens.
I 100% agree. But at the same, like, what story do you tell? I mean, because we've seen him on Rebels.
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Unless I take that, because they should have done what they should have done. Is I know they wanted to do the Maul story and Rebels, and that's when they had like their Maul and Obi-Wan had their showdown on Tatooine, which is based off of a comic that was done. It was actually in 2005 when the episode 3 came out. They had a book of art that was done by the people who did that, was like on the production crew of Star Wars and stuff. Who like the people that did all the artwork and all the all of the visual artists and all this stuff. And there was a comic in that book, and it was about Maul, and that's where the whole design of him with the robot legs comes from. It comes from this comic. And it was them facing off in the desert on Tatooine, and it was like Maul found out that he was there, and he comes for him, and he's trying to protect Luke, and like there's this, you know, the fight and stuff, essentially what you kind of see on Rebels.
I'd be okay with
like,
that.
Like, they should have done that as a movie. Like, when they did Rebels, I was like, man, that's sick, but that means we'll never see it.
Yeah, because now that's canon.
Yeah, because we've already seen it once. We're not going to do it again.
You know what I'd be fine with?
So fucking sick.
I'd be fine with them, like, I'd be fine with the Empire finding out that Luke was taken to Tatooine, like, where they are, and it's his job, like, and the Empire's trying to get the signal out to Vader that, you know, there's a Skywalker, another one, and it's his job to, like, fucking infiltrate the base and, like, essentially stop that transmission. Like, I'd be okay with something like that, you know?
Exactly. There was a story in a book that just came out recently called Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. It's a bunch of authors who have, you know, and what it is, it tells the story of Star Wars, but from like background characters. So people who are in the movie, but aren't like the, you know, we're not following them. So it gives you like the snippets of their story as you go through. So like, you know, that there's the people on the Death Star who are not the Death Star. Vader's ship where they're chasing Princess Leia, when they like launch the escape pods and R2 and C-3PO are in it, and that one guy's like, hey, there's an escape pod, and he's like, oh, there's no life forms, leave it alone. There's like a whole story about him having to file paperwork on why he didn't shoot it down, because like, because at the time it wouldn't have mattered, but like now that the plans are gone, he's like, oh fuck, I'm fucked, like, oh shit, like I have to file paperwork. So he's like talking to, it's so funny, like the whole thing about it is so ridiculous. But like, so it's a bunch of those different stories. There's one about Obi-Wan, and he's watching over Luke as he does or whatever. And there's a moment where there's an issue with some like raiders in the desert, and he steps in and he like kicks some ass. And Luke is like 6 years old or something, and Uncle Owen is like, "Get the fuck out of here! Like, get gone! Like, you have, like what? Go away!" And like, you know, you're not a part of his life. He will never know about the Jedi and what his father was and what you are or who you are, anything. Go away. Leave us alone. And he just like saved Luke's life. But like Owen's just like, nah, fuck off. Like a movie like that would be really cool, too, just because like it, in the book, like his like interior monologue is kind of like, whoops. Like I was hoping that eventually Owen would see that not all Jedi are bad, and he would let me train Luke, and now I just fucked that up because I intervened and I got on his bad side or whatever. Like, and it's a really interesting story, but I would like to see something like that as well.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. So I don't know. As long as it's Ewan McGregor, that's all I care about.
Who played Owen Lars in the prequels?
Oh, your boy
Samuel Jackson.
No, shut the fuck up, Kev. It was he was just in Bright. Joel Egerton. He was just in Bright.
Like, how awesome would it be to bring, I guess he's older now, but it'd be still super cool to bring him back.
So is everybody.
Oh yeah. They should bring him back too.
Yeah, they should. They absolutely should.
It'd be awesome.
I still want Samuel Jackson to do it. I'm Uncle Owen.
Bitch.
Luke, get your ass back in the house.
AMC, well, AMC's been really pissing me off as of late, and here's another thing. First of all, they're so far against the whole what's that movie card, the movie deal,
movie pass.
They're so against that, they're trying to fight it because they wanted to be the ones that came out with that kind of service first, right? But other theaters have been praising it because it's been raising people coming into the theater. Like,
yeah,
the one that I just went to tonight, I forgot what the theater is called, but they came out with a press release and said that they're up 10% viewership and people coming through the door just because of MoviePass. And Ashley got me MoviePass for Christmas. So
do you have the card already?
I don't have the card, but I can actually just use the app. Because I can, all I have to do is
give out your account information.
Yeah, well, I could do e-tickets. And so I just get my e-tickets through the app, and then I have a confirmation code, and then I go, like, that's what I use today.
So we talked about how part of the problem with it was that you had to go to the theater that day and buy the ticket, but you could do it through the app instead.
As long as
there's... Still same day?
So as long as you have participating theaters, you could just do e-tickets for the same day. And I was like, all right, cool. And so it works out for me because the theater that we actually go to does support them. And so I'm sure more theaters are going to sign on to do e-tickets through them, because why not? If you're making that much money off of it and you're bringing in people in and you're, you know, so anyways, AMC is going a different route. They're considering charging different prices for seats within the same theater, which Cinemark already does. I don't know if you've been to a Cinemark lately, but now they have, if you want center row, and if you want that perfect seat, you have to pay somewhere around $17 for that, because they're all they're all the XR seats.
Not 17. Like I've gotten away, maybe on the weekends 17, but the most I paid was like 11 for it, and that was like opening night to go see Spider-Man.
Now,
they weren't impressive, but yes, the placement of those seats are prime real estate.
I don't like them either. They're the moving seats and stuff like that.
They take away the experience of the movie because you're too busy fucking bouncing around trying to like hold everything in place while the fucking movie's going.
Yeah, my titties are bouncing up and down, smacking me in the face. I don't like it. So no, here in Texas, it's I think I paid $15 a ticket after tax, 17. They were very expensive, and I didn't like it. So AMC is considering doing that with just their regular seats now, and probably fluctuating prices as well, kind of like, you know, prime time and all that shit. So it's kind of nuts. Right now, in Los Angeles, just a single ticket non-matinee screening is $17.75. And then it's $19.50 if you pay online for convenience fee.
That's fucking insane.
And oh man,
I can't figure out why no one's going to the fucking movies now. I can't for the life of me figure out why. Oh, because seeing it in theater is the same as waiting 6 months and owning it on fucking Blu-ray.
You know what it is too, is like I went to go see that movie today, the greatest Showman, and before the movie they had a PSA. And Hugh Jackman was there with the director of the movie and was like, hey, we just want to thank you for coming out to see this film. And it's people like you who, you know, the reason why we get to do what we do, because, and then they showed like all the production of the film. And it was like, all these people have jobs because you came to the theater today. And so we appreciate you. This is the way it's supposed to be seen. And I'm like, something is wrong when PSAs now are being played before the film, trying like begging you to come into the theater and like thanking you for doing that.
Well, and what I'm saying essentially is that
for $20 a ticket.
$20 a ticket, people aren't going to come in. Like, and I understand, like, there's the rise in cost of living and all that stuff that, you know, that has to be spread out amongst everyone, the thousands of people that work on a movie and stuff, you know, and somehow they have to get paid somehow, you know, even though some definitely don't make any sort of money off of the actual release. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they get paid from the studio or whatever, which is hoping to make that money back and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, just like $20, like why is it $20 in LA when it's $11 here or less?
Or $5 in Kansas City.
Cost of living. Well
yeah, I go to cinema living, but like just like make it a fucking like the Netflix isn't $20 and you know what I'm saying? Like it should just flat rate it. Like it should be the same across the country. Like it shouldn't fucking matter. I mean, because movie theaters don't make their money off of movie tickets anyways. They make their money off of the concessions. So not affecting them at all.
I think that's why Texas is doing so well, like in that kind of area, because it's just like, all right, it's a decent price to get in, you know, and then they charge a ridiculous amount for food, which is good tasting food. It's not great, but it's good. And, you know, I usually drop that $40 for food when I go to watch a movie at a theater here in Texas. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll take a burger while I watch the movie. Fuck it.
Yeah, Alamo Draft House has some great food.
Yeah. And so they don't charge you an arm and a leg to get in. They, you know, obviously, but it's just fucking, it's stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole cost of living thing. Like, I mean, it's just, the price of a movie ticket should just be, again, are you going to see a constant decline with the fact that it's that expensive? Because if it's that expensive in L.A., I guarantee you it's that expensive in New York. When I was in New York a couple of years ago, we went and saw Annabelle. And, you know, Grant, we saw it, like, on a Wednesday night at, like, 11, but our tickets were still, like, $12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was, like, again, it was a late night showing. And it was not, in, like, any special 3D or anything. It was just a standard theater. But, you know, I mean, like, that would have been $8 here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whatever.
So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. All that really is all rumors at this point about what they're going to do, because that was based on an email that went out asking people if, you know, if that's something they'd be interested in. No one's interested in that. AMC, get the fuck out of here.
Chad Fu in the chat says, if I'm putting out that kind of cash, that damn candlestick and clock from Beauty and the Beast best come out and take care of me. B. Ow. Yes. Yeah, I guess.
Sit on my candlestick and rest.
Whoa! That took a turn.
That took a...
All right, let's talk.
Unless that's what they meant. I don't know. I assume they meant like they were going to come out and like treat you like a princess. Not,
I thought treat as in sexual treatment.
Oh, well, clearly.
Clearly. let's see. So let's get into some gaming and let's get serious for a minute.
Oh, right? God.
There's been a story that went out last week and we talked a little bit about it in the chat, but man, it's real fucking sad. So these two idiots on Call of Duty got into a fight. One of them said, come fight me, bro. And then gave an address to this fucking dude. Dude goes, all right, cool. And calls in a swatting session. And, you know, if you don't know what a swatting, if somebody swats you, it's if you're streaming, live streaming, whatnot, they could do a lookup for based on your IP when you're playing one of these games and see where you live. And then they call the police and say that you are holding someone hostage or there's something going on at your house where you've killed people. So that way the SWAT gets called, busts down your door and arrests you. And, you know, this has been going on for a couple years now, and it's gotten to a point where something serious happened and it wasn't even the person that was playing the game. So this piece of shit swatted this guy with this address, but the guy gave him the wrong address. So the SWAT busted open the door and shot a father of two, dead.
Yep.
And well, they bust into his house. He saw the lights outside, and so he went outside, and he's like, what's going on? And apparently he adjusted his pants or did something like that, and it freaked out the cops, and they shot him. They got, I think it was like a one shot.
And then
there's body cam footage and everything. So
yeah. And then they busted down the door. Just so I was right. yeah, so it's a really, really sad thing. It should never come to this thing, but thankfully there has been some good news, and that good news is this piece of shit who went on Twitter and said, I didn't get anyone killed because I didn't discharge a weapon, and being a SWAT member is not one of my professions. And then he like gloated about it, was like, hey, that kid's house that I swatted is on the news. Well, he didn't think he was going to get in trouble.
He is a fucking idiot.
He also boasted
about it by going on a popular YouTube site called, or a popular YouTube page called Drama Alert, and did an interview fucking admitting that, and also admitting earlier to the bomb threats that we talked about a couple of weeks ago for the Call of Duty tournaments there in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also a bomb threat in Florida at a high school, and as well as in November, the FCC. That posits that neutrality. I guess he also he took claim credit for those as well. When the FCC was voting on net neutrality and stuff,
apparently
he took credit for that bomb threat as well. Which, one, all that's illegal. Two, if you're gonna call 911 or, you know, whatever, like a burner phone, or two, like a payphone or like an internet phone service, something that like can't be necessarily tracked back to you anyway, because I feel like if anyone's going to have any way to track where the call's coming from, and where you are, it's going to be like the emergency services, because they gotta know where the shit's happening at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. like the fact that I can now on my phone or my watch hit a button like 3 times or 5 times or whatever it is, and then swipe to send out an SOS to the nearest like police officer. Bro, they're going to find you.
Yeah. And they did.
It wasn't even hard. Yeah, they caught him once again, and he tried deleting his Twitter and making up all kinds of bullshit. But no, they easily found him because he made himself very fucking available.
Yeah. The fun thing about this is, so he got arrested in Los Angeles. He's being held on no bail. And I really think that the court system is going to make an example of him. And so that way this shit stops. Like, somebody fucking died, and so he needs to be held accountable for that.
Well, and also, like, obviously, you know, the police will get off because the guy made a gesture towards his belt, which is stupid, because, like, at no point did he ever think that he's in trouble. So if his pants are falling down, of course he's going to try and pull up his pants or whatever, right? Like, that's trigger happy in a way. But they thought there was a huge threat. You know, in the chat, someone says, like, oh, I guess the police should just work off of hearsay. Or shouldn't be able to work off hearsay. Agreed, but at the same time, a threat like that comes in, you've got to, like, you know,
you have to
assess
ask.
The situation.
Yeah.
Now, do you send the whole SWAT team in?
Probably maybe not.
No? No, but yeah, if someone comes out, like, man, you just got better training for our police officers is definitely in need across the board in all circumstances. Yeah. But here's an instance where it, you know, it went awry. Like, it hasn't yet, and it's surprising that it's taken this long, too. But, it sucks. But also my big question is the person who gave the fake address, surely they just, oh yeah, my address is 1234, you know, Canary Drive, blah, 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 you know, just bullshit address, not knowing whether or not it was real. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I feel like a part of it, the blame lays at their feet, and I'm sure they feel like fucking shit. Like, but should anything happen to them? They didn't intend for anything to happen. I don't know.
I think there's some accountability for that as well. You know, and one of the biggest, saddest things that come out of this is that, you know, I've been gaming my whole life, and you know, since Nintendo days, and so have you guys. And the saddest thing is how toxic it seems these online games are, and from these younger kids and stuff. It's just like, are we that terrible of humans and as gamers and as people that, you know, we have to. We just have to be so shitty to people online and be racists and all that. Like, why can't we just, like, games are meant to be fun and to have fun together. And yes, they're competitive. And yes, that, you know, you can get your, you know, you get your feelings hurt when you lose and shit like that. But that's when being a good sports, having good sportsmanship comes into play. And
I mean, it also has to do a lot with, like, just how you can be anonymous behind a computer screen.
Yeah, exactly. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you're anonymous, you should still be a good person. And it's sad to see.
Should is the key word here.
But it's that feeling of being anonymous that, like, it emboldens people to being assholes and to being dumb because they don't feel like they're going to face any consequences. So when you say, like, they're going to make an example of them, I fucking hope they do. Mm-hmm. Like, a public execution, in my opinion, is the way to go. Like, sorry. Hey, you want to know what happens if you SWAT somebody, period.
And, like, do it like old school, like just hang them,
yeah,
in the square,
and let the yeah, with a live feed on Twitch, yeah, of just his rotting corpse.
But I guess it just makes me
LAPD. Before we do this, we got a donation in for $15. That's burning hell.
Shit, we just made $60,000.
LAPD just made partner.
Yeah, they're like. Well, I guess this is a new rad revenue coming in. We'll just hang people out here all day.
No, like, we're getting to that point.
It just makes me sad because it represents a terrible side of gaming, and I'm so proud of gaming and what it's done for me and what it's done for, you know, brought people together and stuff like that. So it's just one of those things where, once again, it just gives gamers a bad name, and it fucking sucks.
So
yeah, I mean, it sucks for this family that had nothing to do with it and don't even play video games. Like the dad, the guy who got killed, didn't even play video games. He had no involvement in this whatsoever. And that's the toughest part about this, is that someone who had no affiliation to any of this is now dead. And it was over a matter of $1.50. Mm. $1.50.
Stupid. All right, let's
just something to think about.
Let's get back into some good news. Ubisoft is doing something nice. I think we talked a little bit about this when AC Origins first came out, but they're implementing a interactive museum mode into the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool, and it's a free addition to Origins that adds a new gameplay option from the start menu, and players who select it can take part in various historical tours and go through the game and see the historical settings and learn about the construction of the pyramids. And I mean, it's really fucking awesome. And they're going to give you a day-to-day what life was like during those times. I think that that is fantastic and something great that video games haven't done in the past. And is actually trying to educate through a game. That's awesome.
Well, one of the things I love about the Assassin's Creed series, one of the reasons one of my favorites, is that like they put in a lot of research and time and thought into the time periods their games are set in. And they do a really good job of making sure that while you are in this era, that they do the best to our possible, you know, knowledge of that era, like to immerse you in it, to make sure that, you know, yeah, you may be in like the Renaissance and yeah, you may be working with Leonardo da Vinci and yeah, you might invent a gun, which is absurd, but all that stuff is based off of da Vinci's works. And that, you know, like they try to do their best to explain why things are the way they are. And that, like, again, like that the atmosphere is like it is, that the worlds and towns are set up like they would have been, that they look at historical maps and they look at, like, I love that. And so, like, mm-hmm. the fact that they're actually opening it up, not just to, like, hey, let's go kill some people in ancient Egypt. It's like, hey, here's a chance for you to actually kind of, like, learn a little bit more about ancient mm-hmm. Egypt based on all the research that they've done on that time period. And that's really fucking cool. It reminds me of Ready Player One. I think we've talked about this before. When he goes to school
mm-hmm.
and they're like, yo, let's go learn about Jupiter. And then they're standing on one of the moons of Jupiter, like looking at like the giant eye
so
of Jupiter, the storm. Like that's fucking sick. And so like, this is cool. I kind of wish that they would go back in and add this as like free stuff for all their fucking game, all the Assassin's Creed games. Like, oh, you want to learn about the Caribbean during the time of like pirates and stuff in the early 1700s. Cool.
Here you go. Yeah, that'd be awesome too, because they always put so much research into the Assassin's Creed games. I'd say as far as like history games go, Assassin's Creed probably has to be one of the best historically accurate games.
I'm just laughing. I'm sorry, I was just laughing a little bit because that's what Doug literally just
talked about. I was reinforcing it.
Okay, good, because I was like, I didn't want to be rude and I didn't want to ask if you were like reading on your phone or something, because I was like,
I don't have
talked about this. So what's cool about this as well is that they're going to let you choose from 20 models, and you could pick anything from man, woman, child. You can roam the world. All the animals will ignore you, but they'll still interact with each other. So they're saying that you could definitely like watch a crocodile and a hippo get into a tussle and like just see that just seems really cool to do. And I'm really happy that they put that in there. So
what I love, and the newest one, just the ability just to lurk in a way, like you can just follow someone around a town and just see that like they'll walk around, they'll like stop at shops, they'll have like little conversations with people as they walk around, and then like by the end of the day they walk back to their house and they go and they lay down on their little cot or whatever. And it's just like they've programmed all these fucking like NPCs that don't fucking really matter to have like lives in a way that you don't like us that don't matter, you know, just little drones. Some of them go and they record a podcast on every Monday night and then they go to bed. But no, it's really cool. It's just really cool. Like just the amount of work that they put in those games is just insane. It's awesome.
Yeah. PUBG has set a new record, ladies and gentlemen, with 3 million players playing simultaneously.
Excuse me?
Simultaneously? God damn it! It's the first screw-up word of the 2018 market, ants. Simultaneously. Hold on.
Look at
me simultaneously.
Hold on. I got this. Say it with me.
Council.
Simultaneously. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's what I said.
It's not mule.
Simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
Got it.
But that's simultaneous.
Fuck you. So 3 million simultaneously.
God damn it.
At the same time, there were 3 million players online.
Yeah.
Why do I draw a little bit earlier? Letters.
It's not bad. It's definitely like the new desert map looks so sharp now. So I'm digging it, but yeah, I haven't really had a time to really dig deep into it.
Silver Dust said, making fun of Jer's English impediment isn't very nice, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't know why I draw out letters. Simultaneously. Got it.
Right? Keep trying.
I just read it. Is it sim-ol or yul?
Yes.
Ol. Simultaneously. Simultaneously.
Yeah, say it like that. You're
simultaneously. Like... How about that? Simultaneous. I got it.
Oh my god.
Doug is checked out.
I got it that time. All right, this episode is brought to you by the Webster's Dictionary.
Today's letter is S.
The secret word is Sarlacc. Every time someone says Sarlacc, you scream.
Sarlacc.
Ah!
All right, so moving on, we may have a Red Dead Redemption 2 release date, and it's not until June. How do you feel about that, Doug?
Not great. Not great.
June 8th.
Yeah, it's they did say second quarter, and that is at the very end of the second quarter, so yeah. That's fine. Whatever. Just give me this fucking game already, please.
When Red Dead Redemption 1 came out, it was in June of 2010. So, I mean, it makes sense that this would come out as June.
I guess. Since apparently, I guess it's a thing that Rockstar gives a shit about.
Yeah.
It's been 7 years, man. They don't give a fuck. It's been like 5 years since they've actually released a game.
They made their microtransactions. Yeah, they're like, we're good.
Don't give a fuck anymore. Like, we'll put out the next game whenever we want, whenever the fuck we want. Fuck off. Yeah. So here's a cool story. Apple is cracking down on loot boxes and forcing developers to show the odds of winning. Can we have that now in regular video games too?
Right.
Okay, so I'll be honest with you.
Baby steps.
I'll be honest with you. I booted up a little bit of Overwatch this week, and I was like, man, these outfits look real cool. I don't have time to play, but I really want one. I'm going to throw down $5, or maybe it was 10. 10 bucks. I'm going to throw down $10. I'm going to see what I get. Not one goddamn outfit. For $10, all I got were sprays.
I went, an Overwatch?
My jaw dropped and I was like, never again, never again, never fucking, never again will I trust this goddamn game to, like, there should be a guarantee of at least 2 fucking gold drops in a box. Like, if you're spending money, I've said it before, it pisses me off so much. If you pay legitimate money, the odds should be really high that you get at least one fucking thing that you want. Like, it's fucking stupid.
Overwatch aside, it's like there are games that, you know, they will have at least one. And they'll tell you on the crate, it'll be like at least one rare. Or if you do a higher crate, at least one ultra rare, you know?
I know. I respect that.
Fuck. Yeah. Overwatch is a whole other beast. Yeah, you're right. You just get shit.
And their cosmetics, I get it. Fine. Whatever. But at the same time, I was just like, I just gave you $10 fucking dollars, and I don't even use nobody uses these sprays. Nobody fucking cares about sprays. Give me the goddamn fucking... or at least allow me to choose what I want. Like, and I'll pay for it. Like, make it $2. I'll buy the outfit for $2. Like, that's just all I want.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And we're gonna end the show with something that we haven't done in a while, but it's 2018, so let's bring it back. Let's bring back the Nintendo segment.
Doug, look at him get angry.
And reports are suggesting that Nintendo Switch carts are being pushed back to 2019. So if you're looking for a game that fits 64 gigabytes, you're shit out of luck. Because they ain't going to do it.
Well, if they do it, it's going to be something you have to like download. It won't be available and physical.
Well, that's what they've been doing, is where they have part of the game on a 32 gigabyte SD card. And then you have to download
the other part,
the other 60 fucking 2 gigs on another goddamn card.
But Nintendo hasn't really, I mean, there's better compression on the Nintendo or something. Because, I mean, you're able to pull off Zelda with less than, like, that's a huge game. And I think it's like 16 gigs or something like that. It's not much.
I know, but like, as bigger games come, like the WWE 2K17 was ridiculously big. So was,
and that game
NBA.
Was hot garbage. 2K does not know how to develop for Switch, as we've seen with NBA 2K17 or NBA 2K18 and WWE 2K18. They are both terribly optimized.
Listen to this. This is fucking garbage. It seems that technical difficulties will prevent Nintendo from making the tech available to studios anytime soon.
It's Nintendo being Nintendo.
It's Flash. It's Flash. How can it be technical difficulties? What are you guys doing?
No, we ordered the wrong ones, man. We really got to blow through these. We got to really blow through these 32 gigs, or my boss is going to ream me.
I feel like maybe they were all celebrating the fact that, like, Zelda won Game of the Year or something, and they partied a little too hard, and then Monday morning when they had to go in and order the shit they needed, someone was still a little hungover.
Who fucking ordered 13 crates of 32 gigabyte cards?
Because everyone in Japan is British.
Yeah, exactly. That's the voice actor. When they're dubbed over.
Okay. Yeah, the dub version.
The dub version. Crikey!
All right, well, that's the end of the show. I hope that you enjoyed the first show of 2018, and here's to many more will come. And we're going to hit...
At least 50 more this year.
Hey, we're going to hit episode 300 this year.
Wow!
And then we can retire. Just kidding.
And we're going to go live on an island.
We're going to implode at episode 298.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. At that point, we'll just be done.
Like, fuck you. No, fuck you.
Like a band breakup.
That is a good analogy for what a podcast really is like, which you can hear more about at our panel at Comic Palooza this year.
If we get it.
We're in.
Yeah, we'll probably get a panel. If we don't get our own, then they'll lump us with the other podcasters, which is fine because we'll just
school. We don't get our own panel.
We'll school them nerds.
We're gonna have a podcast panel at our booth.
Yeah, we'll do a panel right at the booth. No big deal. We'll put up a
people
big sign.
People are walking by. Sir, would you like to know about podcasting? Sir.
We'll just
sit there behind there. We'll put microphones in front of us, not plugged into anything.
Yeah,
and then we'll just have a panel. Mm-hmm. And if people listen.
And I'm gonna take I'm gonna steal chairs from the food court and set them in front of our table.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a corner booth, so we got enough room.
Rob Schneider, what do you think about podcasting?
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes. He's walking by.
Hey, we got another nod off of him. Nice.
Every year you get one.
Before we go, we had some donations, and we just got like bits. Can we, in a sub, can we read all that shit off?
Yeah, Psyjoker at the beginning of the show donated $10. Thanks, Psyjoker. He also just donated 500 bits and said cheer 500. Thank you.
Yay.
And then Moabete has resubscribed for 5 months now. So thanks, nice. Mo.
Oh, yeah. A little too deep. The guy had a little.
Yeah.
Bring it so that that $10 donation brought our total up from $11.69.69 to $11.79.69. So
Thanks,
so 69. Nice. Let's
see if we can get to 11, 7, 74, 20. Or 7, no, 84, 20.
Nice.
Well, nice. That's what we should say.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, oh, we also got a follow from Grassy Dew.
Thanks, Grassy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Stick around for a Q&A if you're on the Twitch, on the Twitches. On the, if you want to hear it, I think it's in our post show on Patreon. But
affirmative.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, shit.
What?
We didn't talk about the new merch.
New merch.
Oh, yeah. We have new merch, too.
Bow, 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 bow.
There's three new Saga shirts
and one new 8-bit shirt.
Yeah.
Kevin's yeah, but there's a Sawbone shirt.
Yes, looks awesome.
Kenobi Burger shirt, and there's a Sarlacc Money Pit shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're all pretty sick. We have a Chub Rub shirt in the works, which is dope as fuck.
It is.
So
and then we've got the Kale D-Bag shirt in the works.
Everyone's got shirts in the. It's all happening. Those are the ones that are currently available.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
And the 8-bit shirt is our new board, where it was me terribly painting.
On the Twitch screen real quick, so those that are watching can look at it. It's this logo.
Doug eating a donut and enjoying himself on top of the sign while Jer's just trying to hold us all up.
it's a perfect analogy for the whole show. Our show.
I fuck up. Doug eats donuts and fucking tears the show down. Jer's just keeping it, holding it up, putting his back into it.
Sweating his ass off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to be it. Thanks for tuning in. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And this is the first time I get to say it in 2018. Love, hugs, and all that bullshit.